So we're going to switch to, these have all been former board members, and so we'll like to invite a couple current board members. So we'd like to invite Mark Sponseller, who is the current president of Sangapala Foundation.
Is he the longest standing one?
Probably.
I was a little nervous anticipating coming up here today, and then Reverend Heng Shen, if I got that right, talked about how you were all my relatives in times past, and now I'm thinking of you all as my mother, and I'm terrified. My involvement with the monastery came around the time that it was settled. I went to a handful of meetings at Mark Lieberman's house and listened to Ajahn Amaro. And then about 6 weeks after the monastery, after Anagarika Tham and Ajahn Amaro moved up here, Ajahn Vasuti, I moved up and as a lay person and ended up being the first Anagarika ordained on the property. It was Christmas Eve, 1996. And I didn't really know what I was getting into. My beginnings in Buddhism were through Spirit Rock. So, and that's been known as the upper middle way. And so I remember my planning sessions for coming up to the monastery, talking to Ajahn Amaro and saying how I had this, double-sized mattress of about 6 inches, created for myself. And he said, you might want to cut that down to about an inch and a half and, make it about 20 inches wide. And I'm like, really? Okay. And I brought my hammock that I hung up in the trees when I got here. And so I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into. But nevertheless, it turned out, I was actually here at that time for about 8 months, somewhere 8 to 9 months. And it totally changed my life. 180 degrees really changed my life. And it's taken me 20 years to figure out how to be back here again. And last Sunday, I moved in to the house across the street that I bought a few years ago. And I'm really looking forward to sort of plugging back into the monastery in a way that I haven't been able to on a regular basis in a while. I'm just kind of overwhelmed with gratitude to hearing the stories of the board members past and the work that has gone into creating this place, and particularly all the time on the cushion and the walking paths that the monastics have put in that have just created this field of energy that is not found easily in the world. And I just feel very blessed to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.